Rockstar. Welcome to another episode of Book Discussions. My name is Queen Rafi and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, I'm going to be talking about When Trouble Sleeps, an Amaka thriller by Leye Adenle, which is a sequel to the book I talked about on the last episode of Books Discussions, Easy Motion Tourist. Wow, oh wow. There are a couple of, you know, storylines in Easy Motion Tourist that weren't that we didn't see the end of it, kind of, you know, like what happened to Chief Ojo when he wakes up in the hotel and finds out that Amaka drugged him and stole his memory card. I don't want to give you all the gist because you need to read this book for yourself, but those kind of stories are completed in When Trouble Sleeps. And then When Trouble Sleeps can also stand alone without Easy Motion Tourist, and that's what I love so much about this book. If you've never read Easy Motion Tourist and you pick up When Trouble Sleeps, you will still read it and enjoy it. But if you read Easy Motion Tourist and then you pick up When Trouble Sleeps, it's like, oh, double icing on the cake. Yeah, When Trouble Sleeps is amazing. This time around, it is all centered on Amaka, and this time she is doing everything possible to stop Chief Ojo from becoming the next governor of Lagos State. So many themes are covered in this book, from crime to prostitution to corruption to jungle justice to blackmail. Yes, blackmail as well is very prominent in this book. You see how blackmail plays out and how all of this thing is being set up. And just like Easy Motion Tourist, there's also police chases here and there. There is, you know, covert operations and then, you know, family units, having friends that you can rely on. Because for me, I saw those kind of themes play out in everything that Amaka did. And then there was also, you know, the full-blown evidence of corruption and how all these people that you see in the upper echelons, if there's any word like that, actually have a place where they meet and they just banter on your life and you have no idea, and then you are just out there, you know, shouting and supporting them, and you have no idea that these people indoors, they are no permanent enemies. You know, politics is also really, you know, really centered in this book, most especially Nigerian politics and the corruption that plays in it, and the whole godfatherism stuff. All of that is explained in this book, and how there's a lot of cover-up that is being done to embellish politicians and make them look like they are stainless and they don't have anything and they are the best in sliced bread. All of that is examined in When Trouble Sleeps, and Amaka, as usual, always drags the trouble in. The book, just like Easy Motion Tourist, starts immediately, starts so fast. Like, you don't want to drop this book. I was reading this book late into the night, like 3 a.m. with my eyes all heavy, but I just couldn't drop it. I find myself sleeping and thinking about this book. This is a fantastic crime thriller that you're going to love. When Trouble Sleeps is a fantastic sequel to Easy Motion Tourist. It's a fantastic standalone book, if that's how you want to see it, and is one of the best Nigerian books I have read in recent times. I'm not kidding. One of the best books I have read in recent times. Leye Adenle, wherever you are, may the Lord bless you. And please, write more books in this particular genre. I won't mind a bit of romance, but write more books, please. This When Trouble Sleeps answers most of the questions that you might have of Easy Motion Tourist, and at the same time brings in new, brand new elements that make it really interesting and scintillating to just make you not want to drop the book. Is amazing. So pick up Easy Motion Tourist by Leye Adenle, and also make sure you pick up this one I'm talking about today, When Trouble Sleeps by Leye Adenle, and it will be the best thing you've done in 2021, because those two books are amazing. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Book Discussions. Till I come your way again telling you about fantastic Nigerian and African authors I read about, stay safe.